जिए जा सवाल किए जा. वेलकम टू द सफारी क्विज शो. दिस इज योर होस्ट विद्या हियर बैक विद अ लाइव शो आफ्टर लास्ट वीक्स प्री रिकॉर्डेड शो. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल अ बिग थैंक यू टू एवरीबडी हू लिसन टू दैट प्री रिकॉर्डेड शो एंड टू एवरीबडी हू रिस्पॉन्डेड टू आवर लिसनर क्वेश्चंस बाय ईमेल. We got a huge number of emails. Miss Anu had a tough time going through all of them and making sure she picked the right winners, but we picked the random winners. Well, actually, it's a raffle. And I am going to announce those winners right now. And actually, for those of you who have already liked us on Facebook, the winners are actually up on Facebook. But here are the winners for the three listener questions from last week. Listener question number one, the winner is Neha. Listener question number two, the winner is Arin. And listener question number three, the winner is Ved Sai. New listener, I think. Congratulations to all three. And if you missed the names or you're wondering if you were one of the winners, please go to our Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show on Facebook, and you will find out who all the winners are for the last week's listener question. And of course, now we've started putting our regular winners on the Facebook page also. So even after today's show, you can go to the Facebook page and see who won our listener questions for today and who won our show for today. So that is a quick reminder to you. If you haven't already liked our Facebook page, please go and like us. Safari Quiz Show is the page. The show is sponsored by Safari Kid. Safari Kid is a preschool and after-school program with multiple branches in the Bay Area. The website is safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com. They have so many branches all over the Bay Area that wherever you are, if you're looking for a preschool or after-school program for your child, you're sure to find a location that's really close to you. So be sure to check out their locations. You can find that under the contact link at safarikidusa.com. All right, before we start, a quick request to Michael. Before I, Michael, till we get started with the kids, can we have their mic switched off? Because I can hear them on the mic. Just my mic on and theirs off. So today's contestants are fourth graders, but before we get to meeting them, I want to quickly mention that our musical showcase is still on. Now, we had a real big barrage of emails last week because of the pre-recorded show and because we did the listener questions via email. So if you sent an email to us suggesting that you may be interested in participating in the musical showcase, please send it to us again because I'm pretty sure that it's got lost in the shuffle. Our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. And for those of you who don't know what the musical showcase is our way of celebrating kids who are learning music in the Bay Area or actually anywhere if you're listening to the show. So if you're interested in sending a recording of your child playing an instrument or singing, any genre of music, doesn't matter. We just want the format to be an MP3, MP4, WAV or a YouTube video, and so that we'll be able to play it on air. And it doesn't have to be a very professional performance. Some of our kids have been learning for many years and their performances are very polished. Some of our kids are absolute beginners and their performances are very simple, and we appreciate all of them because we are just trying to say that learning music is a wonderful thing, and a big kudos to everybody who does that. So if you want your child's performance to be played on air, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Let us know. Send us a link in the email. Just make sure in the subject line you put in musical showcase so that we know exactly who you are and we can reach out to you right away. All right, that is time for all our housekeeping, and now it's time to meet our kids. Our first contestant today is Pranav. Welcome to the show, Pranav. He's a newcomer to the show. Say hi.
Hi.
And tell me what grade you're in and tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm in fourth grade and I go to Ardenwood School, and I have a twin sister who I'm competing with.
All right. So we'll meet her in a minute. But tell me, Pranav, what do you do after school? What do you do for fun?
After school, I go to, I just do my homework, and then after that, I just study a little. And then sometimes I play on the computer.
Okay, what do you play?
Like Nitro Type.
What is that?
It's a typing game, like...
Okay, so you're learning to type by playing a game?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty smart. Do you play any sports outside?
Yeah.
What do you play?
I play tennis.
Oh, nice. Are you any good?
Yeah.
All right, good for you. All right, that was Pranav. Our next contestant is Vishal. Welcome back to the show, Vishal.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself.
So, I also go to Ardenwood Elementary School. After school, mm-hmm. I go to Safari Kids.
Ooh, okay.
Where I study, play, have fun with my friends sometimes. And then when I go home, like sometimes I just, there's like a test I study, and then I play sports, maybe watch a bit of TV.
Nice. So in the Safari Kid after school program, do you do any enrichment? Do you do any additional classes, or is it just for homework and play?
Well, they have, in our Safari Kids, they have like, you can do art, karate, Bollywood dance, and Hindi and Spanish.
Nice. Are you learning any of those?
Yeah, I'm taking Bollywood dance classes, art classes, and Spanish classes.
You're getting an early start on foreign language requirements. That's great. Excellent. Well done, Vishal. And now let's meet our last contestant, Ritika. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm in fourth grade. I'm also in Ardenwood, and my twin brother is Pranav.
All right. This is going to be an interesting show. We have siblings competing. All right, go for it, Ritika. And tell me what you do for fun.
For fun, I play on the iPad and read books.
Yeah, what do you play on the iPad?
On the iPad, I play Nitro Type, Typing Web, and Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja, always a favorite. And what are you reading these days?
Nowadays, I'm reading this book called Warriors. It's about cats.
Oh, yes. It was a big favorite of my daughter at that age, so I know how much fun it is. And you know what? There are like gazillion books or something, so you never run out.
Yeah, they're special editions.
Yeah. And then there is the Bat series also, right? What, not Bat? Hunters, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, by the same author. So that's a lot of fun. So Ritika, welcome to the show. Pranav and Ritika are new to the show. But we've been playing a little bit before the show started, so they're familiar with the buzzer system and they're pretty good at it. Let me remind you, all you listeners who are tuning in for the first time, of the rules of the show. We have three categories. Each category has 10 questions. And at the end of each category, we have a special listener question. Let me give out that number, 510-770-1550. And also, point system, every correct answer on the first buzzer, that is the first time the buzzer is buzzed, gets 10 points. But if the answer is wrong, that's minus 5. Once the first person who presses the buzzer has not been able to answer the question passes in an anti-clockwise direction here in the studio. And then the second person has an option to either say pass or answer the question. If they say pass, they're not penalized. But if they answer the question, then again, they get points. If the answer is right, they get 5 points. If the answer is wrong, they get minus 5. The reason they get fewer points than the person who buzzed first is because they've had more time to think of the answer. Okay, so let's go with our first category today. The category is words beginning with over. Over. All right, everybody is really primed. I think today is going to be very much a buzzer game because the kids, when I was testing them earlier, are just very, 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 very quick and bright. So everybody knows how to do the buzzer. So it's very important that everybody's buzzer is working. So let's quickly do a test. Pranav, can I have you buzz? That's the best way to press. This is not actually a good way to press the way you did it. Hold it in your palm and use your thumb. Got it. Vishal and Ritika. Okay, everybody's buzzer is working. My points are all set up. Thank you, Michael. And let's get started. First question in our category, words beginning with over. When you are late to return books to the library, they are?
Overdue.
Overdue. Very good. When workers work after their usual working hours, they are paid or they are working. Remember, these are words beginning with over. They are paid what? Or they are working. When workers work after their usual working hours, they are paid. Maybe a difficult question for kids. But still, we did give you the category in advance. They are paid. No, no one. Overtime. They are paid overtime. Okay, question number 3. When you travel to a foreign country, usually crossing an ocean, you are traveling?
Overseas.
Overseas. Very good. 10 points to Ritika. Question number 4, this may be a tough one too. When your top row of teeth are in front of your bottom row, when you close your mouth, you have an over what? When your top row of teeth are in front of your bottom row, when you close your mouth, then don't close on top of each other, but one set goes in front. So you have an over something to do with what your teeth do. Over?
Overbite.
Overbite. Very good. Overbite. 10 points to Vishal for understanding my visual clue. All you guys at home missed out on that. Here we go. Question number 5. When you are really, really happy, you are?
Overjoyed.
That's correct. Good use of your thinking time. 10 points to Vishal. Question number 6. When you have a really big meal, more than your stomach can hold, you have?
Overeaten.
Overeaten is fine. 10 points to Ritika. Question number 7. When your car goes in front of another car on the road, it is? What is it doing? When you're...
Overtaking.
Good job. 10 points to Vishal. Don't worry, Pranav. It's just the first round. There's going to be plenty of opportunities. Question number 8. When an apple or another fruit becomes mushy, it's probably... When an apple or any other fruit becomes mushy, it's probably over. All the people listening at home know this answer. It's probably over what?
Overrotten.
Overrotten is not a word. Minus 5. But good try. I appreciate educated guesses. All right. Question passes to Pranav.
Pass.
Overripe. It's overripe. Okay. Question number 9. If you take too much of a medicine or a drug, you are taking an?
Overdose.
Very good. Question number 10. If your salary is very high, you are probably being?
Overpaid.
Good job on starting your account, Pranav. Good job. All right, that is the end of our first round. It's time for our listener question. This question is not open for our kids in the studio, so zip it. Here's a question before that. Oh, call-in number 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Most kids in the Bay Area excel at sports, musical instruments, as well as academics. They are good at everything they do. What can we call them? Remember, these are words beginning with over. What can we call them? Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Who is this?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is overachievers.
Thank you, Yash. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akita and I think the answer is overachiever.
Who's this again? What's your name?
Ritika.
Oh, another Ritika. All right. It's a popular name, looks like. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is overachiever.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Raul and the answer is overachieve.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush and I think the answer is overachieve.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha and I think the answer is overachieve.
Thank you, Aisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Damanji, and I think the answer is overachiever.
Thank you, Damanji. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Anish.
Go ahead, Anish. What's your answer?
The answer is overachiever.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. My name is Shali Sina, and the answer is overachiever.
Is your name Shali? Shali?
Achiever.
And what's your name again?
Shelly.
Thank you, Shelly. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Twinkle, and I think the answer is overachiever.
Thank you, Twinkle. Twinkle was the last caller for our first question. We're going to take a break now. When we come back from the break, Ritika would have picked the winner for our first listener question, and we'll also look at all the scores in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. GA Ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
GA Ja. Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Pranav, Vishal, and Pranav's twin sister Ritika here in the studio with Michael producing. Before we went on break, we had our first category finish, which was words beginning with over. The listener question was, most kids in the Bay Area excel at sports, musical instruments, academics. They are very good at everything they do. What can we call them? Indeed, overachievers was the answer. They're all overachievers, including the ones in the studio here today. And from all the correct answers, it was Ritika's turn to pick a winner. Ritika, who is the winner of our first listener question?
The winner of the first listener question is Ayush.
Ayush, all right. Ayush, here's what you do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line of the email, please put in today's date, February 28th, and listener question number one. In the body of the email, the question, the answer, and your name and contact information. All right? So let's see how the kids did in the studio. Pranav, how many points do you have?
How much is
10? 10.
I have 10 points.
Vishal?
50.
50 points into the mic.
50 points.
And Ritika?
15 points.
So this is still a very, very early game. We are going to have two more categories with 10 questions each, and things have a way of going all over the place when we play our subsequent rounds. So I would say all the lagging kids, don't worry about it. Just let's see how you do in our next category, which is medicinal plants. All right, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's test our buzzers. Pranav? Vishal? Vishal? Ritika? All right. Okay, let's start with our first question in our category, medicinal plants. This spicy root is often used as a flavoring in Indian cooking.
Turmeric?
No, that is not correct. So -5. And since I didn't finish the question, actually it's now still open for buzzer from both of you, so I'm going to finish the question now. So you don't, it's not passing, it's a buzzer and you'll get 10 points. This spicy root is often used as a flavoring in Indian cooking, but its best known use is as a cold remedy with honey. There's a cold remedy with honey. You take the juice of this spicy root and you use it as a cold remedy with honey. Michael, do you know the answer? Oh, good. So it's another root vegetable. Actually looks not that different from turmeric root. It's a rhizome, actually. No? Blank? I bet you've got it. It's actually spicy to the taste.
Wait, can I buzz
anymore? No, you can't buzz anymore. I think she figured out what the answer is, but she already buzzed. So okay, the boys don't know it. The answer is ginger. Ginger. Ginger is a very important medicinal plant in the many roots. Okay. Question number two. You knew it, Ritika?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little late. All right. Question number two. Another root. This one is yellow and has antibacterial properties, and it's also used in Indian cooking to color the food.
Turmeric
this time. Oh, yes.
Okay.
That was Pranav, 10 points. Okay, question number three. This smelly bulb, you can buzz any time if you know the answer.
Garlic
is right. But let me explain what garlic does. And I didn't know this. If you have sore throat, you can gargle twice daily with a solution of 6 pressed garlic cloves mixed into a glass of warm water. If you have a sore throat. Except nobody will talk to you after that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Question number 4. This delicious dessert has a compound called theobromine, which is more effective than codeine at suppressing persistent coughs without the side effects of drowsiness and constipation. So you can, it's very good for coughs, and I didn't know this before I started researching it, and it's a dark dessert. It's a dark dessert thing. And it has a compound called theobromine. You make brownies with it.
What?
You put it in brownies. No?
No.
It's made of cocoa. Does that help?
No.
Dark dessert. Sweet. Made of cocoa. No? Oh my God, you're going to so hear it from your parents. Or maybe they've been brought up really well and don't have...
I didn't know.
Yeah, then press the button.
Cinnamon?
No, it's not. Minus five. Anybody else want to try? Pranav, it's your...
Pass.
Chocolate.
Chocolate isn't a medicine for you.
Cocoa is? It's chocolate. Okay, question number five. This breakfast cereal is really good for the skin. You put the whole form of this in a sock, tie it up, put it in a warm or hot bath to alleviate itchy skin. This breakfast cereal is very good for the skin. You usually make it by putting hot water and cooking it. A breakfast cereal. It's supposed to be very good for the skin. Warm breakfast cereal. What warm breakfast cereal do you eat if you ever eat warm breakfast cereal?
Cereal?
Yeah, but what do you put hot water and cook?
I have a question. Is it the name of the cereal?
No, it's not. It's the name of the plant. No?
I think I know it, but then I don't want to lose my point.
What's the big deal? It's 5 points.
Fine. But I only have 5 points.
It's okay. Go for it. What's it?
Aloe vera?
No. What? You don't eat it as breakfast cereal. The answer is oatmeal. Oats.
What?
Oats.
I didn't want to take the chance on that.
You should. You have so many points. Good on Ritika for taking a chance. Good for you. Well done. All right. Question number six. This thing we use for freshening our breath actually kills bacteria that causes bloating and relaxes stomach muscles.
Mint.
Very good. Peppermint it is. It's actually peppermint, but yeah, almost mint does the same thing. All right. Question number seven. This sour fruit is very good for...
Lemon.
Yes, vitamin C. Alright, question number 8. This black fruit that we use on pizza gives an oil that's very good for moisturizing the skin.
Olive?
Olive.
Yes.
Very good.
Black.
Yes, black.
Wait, but olives are fruit?
Yes.
Wow.
Alright, question number 9. Before bedtime, eat a handful of this fruit, which scientists discovered are jam-packed with melatonin, the same hormone created by your body to regulate speech patterns. This fruit is small, round, and red, and has a stone in the middle.
Apple?
No, has one stone in the middle, and an apple isn't small. It's a pretty big fruit. These are small, round...
Wait.
Question passes actually to Pranav. Pass. Okay.
Cherry?
Cherry is right. And I didn't know this. So now I'm going to eat some cherries before bedtime to get over my jet lag. All right. Last question. I'll give you the what we do with the plant, and then I'll give you more clues to guess what it is. Okay? Crush a few of these into a scrubbing pulp that you mix with baking soda and enough water to make a paste. If you use this, put this on a toothbrush and polish for a few minutes every 3 to 4 months, your teeth will shine. So you crush a few of these into a pulp, mix it with some baking soda and polish your teeth with it, but only once every 3 to 4 months. We're talking about a fruit which has its seeds on the outside. A red fruit with seeds on the outside.
Strawberries.
Strawberries. Very good. Good job.
It has seeds on the outside.
Yes, it has seeds on the outside. So, here's another little tip for you. Crush strawberries into a pulp, mix it with baking soda, and whiten your teeth with it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Okay, that was the last question. Now it's time for our listener question. 510 770-1550, 510-770-1550. And here's our listener question in the category medicinal plants. This bitter Indian plant has been found to have antibacterial and antifungal properties. Some people in India use the twigs as toothbrushes. This bitter Indian plant has been found to have antibacterial and antifungal properties. Some people in India use the twig as toothbrushes. Kids in the studio know this. Now let's see if kids at home know it too. 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ritika and I think the answer is neem.
Thank you, Ritika. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, hello, Andrew.
Hello, my name is Ritika and I'm Andrew.
What's your name again?
Vidsai.
Vidsai. Oh, congratulations for last week's win. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is neem tree.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ayush from San Francisco, and the answer is neem.
I think that's Ayush. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is neem.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is neem.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Sujana, and the answer is neem.
What's your name again?
Sujana.
Sujana. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and I think the answer is Willow.
Willow. Okay, that was Ayush who now? What's your last name? Because we had two Ayushes.
Prasad.
Prasad. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and the answer is Neem.
Was that our third Ayush for today? Okay, Ayush, what's your last name?
Pachori.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, now they both have the same initials also. Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is...
Go ahead, go ahead. Is that Damanjeet?
Hi, my name is Damanjeet, and I think the answer is Neem.
Thank you, Damanjeet. Damanjeet was the last caller for our second listener question. We only allow 10 callers. So if you feel like you keep missing out on calling us, then do come and participate on the show, because unlike the calling ins where you have a 1 in 10 chance and sometimes you don't even get on the air, if you come to our studio and participate, you will actually guaranteed a prize. So if you want to participate on the show, do reach out to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing, as well as who the winner of our second listener question was. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Here with Pranav, Vishal and Ritika. And we just finished the round, medicinal plants, in which I think a lot of... I learned a lot, and I hope you guys learned a lot in listening to the show as well. And the listener question was, this bitter Indian plant has been found to have antibacterial and antifungal properties. The answer was indeed neem. And before we tell you the winner, let me tell you what my mother used to do when I was a kid. She used to make a little ball, crush neem leaves, make a little ball out of them, and make sure that all us kids had one every month. And it was the worst thing to eat because it was so bitter. So she would make us open our mouths really wide and literally put it on our throat so that we had no choice but to swallow it. And then give us a quick spoon of yogurt so it went down smooth. And her belief was it kept the system clean. And I think we grew up pretty healthy, so maybe she was right. But from all the correct answers today, Vishal's turn to pick the winner. Vishal, who was the winner of our second listener question?
The winner was Gaurav.
Gaurav, all right. Woohoo! Gaurav, congratulations. I know you win a lot. We'd love to see you in the studio again sometime. He's one of our regular contestants and very faithful listeners. So, Gaurav, you know what to do. Please put in the subject line of the email, please put in today's date, Feb 28, listener question number 2. And in the body, your name, question and answer. All right, are you guys ready? Oh, no. We have to see the scores in the studio. Pranav, what are your points?
30.
Into the mic.
I got 30 points.
Vishal, how many points do you have? 75
points.
75 and 15. Ritika has 15. She took some guesses. We actually encourage guessing on this show because the idea is that's why we give prizes to everybody. We don't want anybody to be afraid of making educated guesses because, hey, life is all about educated guesses. So good job for everybody. And now we're going to move on to our math round. So if you're at home and want to play along, grab a paper and pencil. Our kids are in the studio, are ready with their papers and pencil. Everything's working. And this is a fourth grade math round. They're all in fourth grade. It's the end of the year, so they've mostly finished their curriculum. So I'm hoping that these questions are going to be easy peasy for them. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Wait, buzzer check.
Buzzer check. Thank you. Pranav? Vishal? Ritika? All right. All buzzers are working. Let's move on to our first question. If I give you four $20 bills and three dimes and ask you for $13.10 back, how much money do you have left? If I give you four $20 bills and three dimes and ask you for $13.10 back, how much money do you have left?
$5.20.
No, that is not correct. Hang on. Question passes actually to Ritika.
$67.20.
That is correct.
Finally.
All right. Question number two. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Divide 119 by 7. That is Ritika.
17.
That is correct again. Good job.
It's getting easier.
All right, question number three. What is the perimeter of a square whose side is 22 inches? What is the perimeter of a square whose side is 22 inches? Ritika again.
88 inches.
That is correct. 88 inches. Okay, question number four. Make the number 2.7 into a mixed fraction. Make the number 2.7 into a mixed fraction.
2 7 tenths.
2 7 tenths. Wow. Good job, Ritika.
40 points.
All right. Which is greater? 3.6 or 19 by 5? 5.
Yeah.
Question passes to Pranav. Which is greater, 3.6 or 19 by 5?
19 by 5.
That is correct.
Yes.
19 by 5 is 3/8.
Still.
3.8.
Still have 45 points.
All right. Question number 6. Ready?
Uh-huh.
What is the place value of the number 7 in the number 17865?
700.
No, that is not correct. Question passes. And 5, question passes to Ritika.
Can you say it again?
What is the place value of the number 7 in the number 17865?
7,000.
1,000, that's correct. Good job. I know you knew that. Just the wrong turn. All right. Question number 7. What is 6.35 multiplied by 3. You can hear the pens working. Buzz! Yes.
19.05.
It is. Pranav, you needed to buzz, not raise your hand. All right. Question number 8. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
What is the perimeter of a rectangle with one side 8 inches and the other side 3 inches? What is the perimeter of a rectangle?
22.
She's just zipping. All right. Next question. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Multiply 3.04 by 4. Ritika again.
12.16.
She's just running away with it. Not yet. Last question.
Okay.
If a train started at 4:30 and took 1 hour and 45 minutes to reach its destination, what time did it reach? If a train started at 4:30, Ritika again.
6:15.
Oh my God, she swept around.
Yes. This is too easy.
I love it. All right. So here's our listener question now. We're done for with our kids in the studio. Here's our listener question. A painter has to paint the numbers 1 to 100 on the doors of a hotel. A painter has to paint the numbers 1 to 100 on the doors of a hotel or, you know, hostel or whatever. How many times would he paint the number 8? How many times would he paint the number 8? 510-770-1550. Is our call-in number. 510-770-1550. A painter has to paint the numbers 1 to 100 on the doors of a hotel. How many times would he paint the number 8? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Alex from San Francisco. And the answer is 9.
9, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is 20.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni. My answer is the number 9.
9, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is 9.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Arjun and I think the answer is 10.
Thank you, Arjun. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, my name is Twinkle and I think the answer is 9.
Thank you, Twinkle. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush and the answer is 10.
Ayush, what Ayush? Ayush who?
Ayush Pachori.
Pachori. Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti and the answer is 9.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aisha and I think the answer is 19.
Thank you, Aisha. Hi, you're on the air. There's a last caller. Yeah.
My name is Sujana and the answer is 10.
Thank you, Sujana. And Sujana was the last caller. I know many other kids wanted to call in and participate. As I said before, the best way to make sure you win a prize is to be here in the studio with us. I know the kids in the studio had a lot of fun today. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who the winner of our contest here in the studio was, as well as who was the winner of our third listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've reached the end of the show. Now it's just time to announce the winners. First of all, our riddle was, a painter has to paint the numbers 1 to 100 on the doors of a hostel or a hotel. How many times would he paint the number 8? I think everybody counted 10, 8, 18, 28, 38, 48, 58, 68, 78, 88, 98 and forgot to count 80, 81, 82, 83, 84 as well, which would also have the number 8 in them. And 88 would have two 8s. So the correct answer was 20. And we had only one answer that was 20. And Pranav is now going to announce the winner of our last listener question today.
Her name was Pooja.
Pooja, all right. Pooja, well done. 20 was the correct answer. Everybody else, go back and count it again. And you'll find that the answer is 20. Pooja, you know what to do. In the subject line, mention question number 3 and today's date, Feb 28th. And in the body, the answer, question, answer, and your name and contact. All right, let's see how the kids in the studio did. Pranav, how many points do you have?
35.
Vishal?
65.
Into the mic.
65.
And Ritika?
90.
All right. So Ritika really completely cleaned out our last category, which is the math category. So girls out there, don't ever think that you're not good in math or as good in math as the boys. Girls can be as good or better than
just got math one at boys. Wrong.
Yeah, she just got one wrong and she's feeling sad because she got 90 out of 100 in that exam. well done, Ritika. She's a winner for today. Let's give her a round of applause. Good job. And Vishal and Pranav, well done too. Everybody gets a prize as we mentioned before. So that's all we have time for in the studio today. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
जिंदगी तेरी पनाह हूँ आके मुझे लगा कि जैसे मेरी रातों को मिली है सुबह नई कोई
की रेसिपी फाइनली डाउनलोड हो गई
फ्रेश मीट लाएगा कहाँ से?
अरे टाटा पंजाब इज द न्यू मीट शॉप इन यूनियन सिटी विद मोर देन 25 आइटम्स इन मैरिनेशन टाटा पंजाब मीट शॉप इज नाउ ओपन ऑन पॉपुलर डिमांड एंड फ्री तंदूरी ऑन ऑल मैरिनेटेड आइटम्स फ्रेश लैम्ब गोट एवरीथिंग एट टाटा पंजाब मीट शॉप
एंड यस दे प्रोवाइड स्पेशल पार्टी पैकेजेस एंड नाउ सर्विंग हलाल मीट टू और इतना ही नहीं फ्री होम डिलीवरी अप टू 10 माइल्स ऑन ऑर्डर ऑफ $35 एंड मोर
सो विजिट 34720 एल पराडो नाइल्स रोड यूनियन सिटी ऑपोजिट अमेरिकन टायर और कॉल 1855 एस पंजाब दैट इज 1855 7786522.
हर चीज को करने का एक प्रॉपर सिस्टम होता है और आपके करियर को सिस्टमैटिक करने के लिए जरूरी है वर्डी सिस्टम
Enhance your career opportunities with Wordy System. 100% placement, high experienced trainers provide you excellent training, staff augmentation and training in QA and big data. And if you're a student on OPT looking for H-1B sponsorship, in this year's quota, call Wordy System now. 510-894-6789 or visit wordysystem.com.
Tu daant ke bulati thi, par khana meri pasand ka khilati thi. Jeet ka jashn to hota hi hai. Tu meri haar mein bhi muskurati thi. मेरा बेटा सिक्स्थ आया है ए तेरे लिए कढ़ाई पनीर बनाया है आज बहुत दूर हूँ तुझसे माँ पर जब भी कढ़ाई पनीर की फरमाइश होती है तेरे हाथों की बात होती है तू नहीं होती पर तेरी याद होती है माँ के प्यार जैसा शुद्ध नानक पनीर बनाए हर डिश ऐसी माँ के हाथ से बनी हो जैसी सो गुड सो प्योर इट्स नानक
अगर आप इंडिया रिलोकेट करना चाह रहे हैं एंड लुकिंग फॉर अ रिलायबल कंपनी देन हियर वी आर स्काई टू सी स्काई टू सी शिपिंग एंड मूविंग कंपनी प्रोवाइड्स कंप्लीट डोर टू डोर हैसल फ्री सर्विस बाय एयर एंड ओशन वी हैंडल फुल कंटेनर्स एज वेल एज स्मॉल कंसोलिडेटेड शिपमेंट्स वी हैव आवर ऑफिसेज एट मल्टीपल लोकेशंस इन यूएस एंड इंडिया डू मेंशन रेडियो जिंदगी टू अवेल योर डिस्काउंट यू कैन लॉग ऑन टू sky2c.com व्हिच इज sky न्यूमेरिक 2 अल्फाबेट c.com सो इंतजार किस बात का हमें कॉल करें एट 1-855-FYI-SHIP और 1-855-394-7
दुनिया थई दंग गुजुभाई बन्या दा बंग रजू करी नाटक ट्रिपल ए एंटरटेनमेंट जय एंटरटेनमेंट साथे डिवाइन वास्तु कॉमेडी ना राजा आव्या सिद्धार्थ रांदेरिया लईनी नाटक दुनिया थई दंग गुजुभाई बन्या दा बंग मार्च 6 शुक्रवारी सांजे 7:30 शब कॉलेज हेवर्ड मा हसवारो गुलाल लड़शे गुजुभाई नी मस्ती जोवा मळशे बस टिकट माटे लॉग ऑन करो www.triplea.com अथवा फोन करो 5103719999
Our tax and accounting advisor my tax filer and my startup CFO our travel partner travelopod our travel insurance partner visitorscoverage.com our real estate partners kindle